Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative, Frank Ryan, of the 101st Legislative District in Lebanon County. Representative Ryan, welcome to this report.
Mike, it's great to be here.
Well, you come from a financial background, and there's been a lot of concern lately about the financial state of Pennsylvania. And I think that there are a lot of people who do not understand just how deep the problem is in Pennsylvania, and what almost none of us really understand is what this is going to do if we don't deal with it within a time frame that is certain, if we just keep, as it were, kicking the can down the road. So give us an idea, quantify this for us, and give us an idea of what this could mean to efforts to deal with the state's financial issues.
Mike, this situation in the Commonwealth has been kicked around for so long, literally since the 1930s. I mean, that's how severe the problem has been, that the turnaround in my world as a CPA who specializes in keeping companies out of bankruptcy, we call it a turnaround. It would be tantamount to what would happen when they tried to move the Titanic away from the iceberg. And that's the equivalent where the Pennsylvania economy and Commonwealth is currently facing. So let me give you some numbers. I mean, I'm a CPA, and the numbers of this magnitude don't really mean a lot to me either. So I'll try to bring it into an area that makes more sense for most of us, including me, by the way. $1.3 billion is going to be the expected shortfall this year. On top of that, we already have a $3 billion gap next year. And that's without paying any significant amount towards the old pension liability, which would be an additional $6 billion. So on conservative estimates, we would need somewhere between $7 to $10 billion of additional cost savings and or revenue next year. Here's the problem. The longer we wait to solve that problem, and let me give you an example that probably is more meaningful, at least to most people. If you don't save anything for retirement in your 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s, by the time you're 60, you've got to save almost 100% or more of your salary to live by. Right now, the average amount of assets that a person has when they retire is $26,000, which would last someone about 7 months. When you look at the Commonwealth, we have to recognize that we don't have $26,000. We're negative, the equivalent for an individual, $100,000. For Commonwealth, so you're aware, negative right now, we're probably looking somewhere in the neighborhood of about $400 billion short. $74 billion conservatively on the pension plan, although that just went up to $75 billion. About $200 billion of deferred maintenance on infrastructure, road repairs, and other things of that nature. The medical costs of the retiree plans that we've granted are funded as they go. We don't even know how accurate this number is because it's so fluid, is another $40 to $50 billion. And all that does is mean that every year that we delay making substantive decisions and cuts and changes the way we do business, we'll find that it'll be almost impossible for us to fix. And we'll go the wayside of Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico is now bankrupt. The next state likely to go bankrupt is Illinois. And I think at that point in time, people will start to believe this is serious. But the benefit of what we're doing now is we can solve this now without any threat of that if we just get real about our spending and demand the same level of efficiency in governmental spending that homeowners and individuals and young people coming out of college have had to do for decades. And so with that type of a thing and that realism, facing a problem, we win. One of the concerns that I tell everybody in my workout practice, if you can't acknowledge you have a problem, you can never solve it.
And of course, if you're in a hole, stop digging.
You know, that's the greatest expression. I use that in all my turnaround cases. And I've had about 250 clients in my career. And I said, if you've got a crisis and you don't have enough money, put away the shovel. That's actually why I wanted to really talk to you today, because I'm amazed at the number of people that are dealing with this as if it's business as usual, and it's not. We're in for a very rude awakening. I told a fellow legislator the other day, he said, well, what's going to happen? I said, well, in not too distant future, 6 to 8 years, someone in a court system will tell you it's no longer your decision in the legislature, it's mine in the judicial system. And I don't think anybody's prepared for that.
Representative Ryan, thanks for this report to your constituents. And tune in again next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Frank Ryan.